Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Good morning and welcome to Eye on Houston. My name is Nick Russo from 100.3 The Bull. This is our community show where we talk about great organizations in our community and the great things they do for people of our community. And it's my pleasure to welcome to the show Jimmy Rogers. He's the founder of Boots for Troops. Jimmy, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Nick. Thanks for having me. Happy to be here.
Yes, sir. So tell me a little bit about yourself. Where are you from?
Well, I grew up in Tomball, but I've grew up in the Houston area my whole life. Yeah, I'm a Texan kid.
So when you say Tomball, you mean like real Tomball or just 249 Tomball?
Man, I'm talking Tomball when it was like a two-way road and there was no big department stores or highways, but yeah, because the small town Tomball.
One time I drove into Tomball to the little downtown area, right. So you know what I'm talking about, right? Yep, where you know you're in Tomball now. This isn't 249 North Point. Yeah, Main Street, yeah. And I was like, wow. I was like, you know, I always get a refreshing feeling when I get into a town that I hear about and talk about a lot, then I actually can see it, because I'm from a real small town called Goliad, so I can relate to the tiny towns.
Goliad, where's that?
It's about an hour and a half southwest from Houston, so it's kind of close to Victoria, about an hour south of San Antonio, about an hour and a half north of Corpus.
So you know the small town family.
Very much so, very much so. Now, what about your family? You got brothers and sisters?
I do. I got two brothers, two sisters, all grew up in the same area, North Houston. My younger brother also graduated from Tomball High School. So, yeah, deep family roots there.
Where were y'all in the Jimmy Butler? Because I know he's from there, too. Were y'all close to age?
This is going to blow your mind. I actually was his teammate at Tomball High School, so I played 2 years with Jimmy Butler.
That is super awesome. That's your claim to fame, man.
That's my claim to fame. He put Tomball on the map. You know, I'm trying to do the same.
Yeah, for real. So, now you founded Boots for Troops. How long ago did this happen?
This was back in 2015 when I was deployed in the Middle East. That's when the idea actually came to mind.
So what branch of the military were you in?
Navy.
And are you still serving?
I am not. I got off active duty in 2015.
So what drove you to join the military?
Man, a lot of reasons. just wanted a better life for myself, wanted an opportunity, wanted to learn discipline, wanted the resources to succeed, wanted to go to college. So many different reasons.
And looking back, you know, obviously you got a lot out of it. What would you say to someone that's maybe considering going to the service?
Man, I would say if you're considering it, do it. It was the best thing I ever did for my life. And I wasn't the college kid coming out of high school. I didn't want to go to college. Well, I did want to go to college, but I didn't have that discipline to go to college. And that's what the military gave me.
Now, Boots for Troops. So tell me about it. So what is the basis of this? Who does it serve? And how did you get it off the ground?
So it serves all branches of the military. We really focus on active duty. We got it off the ground in 2015. I was actually deployed. We were getting care packages from back home, and I just saw that the care packages that were being sent weren't the things inside the care packages weren't necessarily what the service members wanted. And although the people had good intentions, some of the items would be like melted candy, old magazines. I felt like people would like drop off all the overstock items from a department store and send them to the troops.
And when I hear that, I kind of think like it's almost kind of old school. Like 50 years ago, sending a pack of Doritos through the mail was a little bit different of a gesture than today's world.
Right. And you don't want to sound like you're not thankful. But I thought my mindset was while I was over there, is they need to be sending us the very best stuff. All the stuff we're really missing from home, like good quality, like new magazines, good quality snacks, the best beef jerky, the best mixed nuts. And then I also wanted to put a personal touch. They were mass producing care packages where I wanted to do, make a program where it was impactful to one person. So we get to know that person. What are they missing from home? What do they need specifically? And then we build one package for one person. So when they open it, it's like, man, somebody took the time to build this just for me and not for everybody, you know? So
so it's got to be a challenge finding the individuals. How do you go through that process?
So we've become so popular, man. They love our care packages. So when one care package hits a command, everybody at that command's like, man, where did you get that care package? How do I get that care package? So they all run to our website, and all their buddies request a package on our website. So
that's really awesome. Is that bootsfortroops.com?
Bootsfortroops.org.
Okay.
Number 4, boots, the number 4, troops.org.
So now when you hear the word boots for troops, you almost think that it's like boots, like combat boots or something. So where's the play come in there?
So every package comes with a new pair of boots. And it started off, I was sending cowboy boots because I was from Texas. And when I served, everybody was like, man, where did you get those cowboy boots? And they all liked my cowboy boots that I wore out of uniform. So we initially started seeing cowboy boots. And as the program grew, we started getting more requests for combat and uniform boots. And actually, like 90% now is requests for service for combat boots.
Combat boots, so they can lace them up. And is that for combat, or is that just to have a comfortable pair of boots when you're not?
It's uniform boots. It's so the military only supplies you with one pair a year or something like that. But when they're deployed, they go through those boots so quickly. So you'd be surprised how many people want a new pair of combat or uniform boots.
That's really awesome, Jimmy. Again, we're with Jimmy Rogers. He's the founder of Boots for Troops. You can find their website, bootsfortroops.org. My name is Nick Russo from 100.3 The Bull. This is our community show, Eye on Houston, where we highlight great things happening in our community, great organizations that are helping others. And Jimmy Rogers comes to us from Boots for Troops, where they are sending care packages to active military that are serving our country overseas. Right. And you said these are kind of personalized care packages. Over the years, how many care packages do you think you have sent?
I think we're approaching 1,100 care packages.
Wow. So that's been a yearly thing for the last 4 years. You're looking at 250, 300 or so?
It's been going up every year as the support, as we gain more support. I mean, I remember the first year, our very first fundraiser back in 2015, we raised maybe $400. And we know we just, the more funding, the more support, the more packages we can send out. So, yeah, every year it just keeps growing more and more. I think we're on pace this year to send out maybe close to 700 packages.
Wow, that's awesome, man. And so you can't do this all by yourself. How many people do you have on staff, or how many people do you have helping you with this?
So we have a great volunteer corps, people that are very loyal to the organization. We have a board of directors, seven board members. We have 3 staff members. So, and then we have all the people in the community that come out and help when they can. So
now, being from Tomball, is that kind of where the focus of the fundraiser is, or fundraisers are, or do you kind of get around the whole city?
We get around the whole city. I mean, like I said in the beginning, it was hard to gain the support, obviously, being something new. You didn't really have a story, but now we get people from all over the city, south, north, all over, asking to help us fundraise and do something for us. So
what's the vision for you?
Man, the vision's to take it as far as it can go, and whatever its full potential is, that's what I want to see it go. I don't necessarily know what that is yet. We just work every day to fill the demand that we already have, so...
That's really awesome. Now, I know that last year you guys did a fundraising concert on Tomball with Josh Abbott Band.
Yes.
And Josh is a huge supporter of the troops. And we have another fundraising concert coming up later this year. When is it?
October 5th.
And who can we see on stage this year?
Man, you can see the great Tracy Lawrence. He's going to be the headliner. And then Josh Ward's going to be opening. Jake Worthington from The Voice Season 6. And a bunch of other local bands like Mike Donnell, Trent Cowie, Cody Wayne Band, who's also a
I'm sure
veteran.
People are just chomping the bit to be a part of it just because of the organization. And right. I just know how active the local country artists are. They're willing to get on anything or get on everything.
Yeah, and the cool thing about this event, Concert in the Country, is 100% of the money raised goes back to the organization. So we don't have any for-profit investors or big promoters or anything like that. So it's really a cool deal for the community. It's an opportunity for the people of the city of Houston to come out and support the military.
And see Tomball.
To see the growth.
For sure. Because, I mean, 249 really has grown a lot. And,
I'm telling you.
And you get to Tomball much faster than you used to.
Absolutely. And you get from Tomball to Houston much faster, too. So
totally. So have you guys talked at all about how much tickets are going to cost or how you're going to go about that?
I think general admission is going to be, I want to say, between $30 and $40. Then we have a pretty cool VIP section. I think VIP tickets would be $125. And then we're working on some other ticket packages that might be give people an opportunity to meet Tracy, things like that.
Awesome. Now, we're talking with Jimmy Rogers, founder of Boots for Troops. They've got a big show coming up in October with Tracy Lawrence. This is a fundraiser for Boots for Troops. It's happening in Tomball. This is Ion Houston, our community show, where we talk about great people and great things happening within our community that, and great organizations like Boots for Troops. Now, where is the concert going to be?
The concert's actually in Magnolia. I mean, it's crazy. It's closer to Tomball, but it's a Magnolia address. So if you're familiar with that part of town, it's going to be down in Decker Prairie off of 249 and Hardenstore Road.
Is the name of the venue?
Show Sports Farm.
Okay, so about how many people do you think it holds?
3,000.
Okay, nice. 3, well, people. It'd be great to see that filled up. I know Tracy Lawrence, man, he's one of my all-time favorites. And
me too.
I've seen him in a couple shows before, and he's one of those artists where if you grew up with him, you don't realize how much of his music you actually remember.
So many good hits. So many. All of them.
Totally, man. Now, bootsfortroops.org, if you would like more information about this. I'm assuming you guys are also on Facebook and other social media.
We've got a big Facebook presence. So, yes, I would actually say that's the best way to follow the event and keep up to date with what's going on is follow our Facebook page.
Now, I know you guys got the show in October with Tracy Lawrence, but what other kind of fundraisers do y'all do?
We just wrapped up our other big fundraiser in Houston, which is our gala that we had in the Woodlands. So we had that combat boot fashion show. We collected combat boots from service members who had been deployed, and we had some models model them down a runway, and businesses came in, and they bid on these boots to take home in a shadow box, and they put them in their offices. And it's a good conversation starter, but it's also a great way to honor the service member and raise money for the charity. So
absolutely. Now, the I guess my next question was with the fundraiser in October, how long does it take to go from that fundraiser to putting the packages together?
So we're always putting packages together. We don't stop for the fundraisers. This is a year-round thing that we do. We host a lot of care packaging parties around town. So if you're interested in actually coming out and helping us pack these care packages, if you do follow our Facebook, like I said, we have care packaging parties usually once a month at some either a sponsor's business or somewhere around town where you can come out and actually get hands-on with the cause.
And so you just type in Boots, the number 4 Troops on Facebook. It should pop right up.
I would just type Boots 4 Troops, F-O-R Troops on Facebook.
Okay. And make sure you like the page and stay involved. Now, is there opportunity for people to join in from a sponsorship standpoint for the concert coming up?
Absolutely. I will say that our title sponsors have been taken by Planet 459 and Moffitt Services, but there is some lower-level sponsorship still available.
Awesome. Is there any way you'd like them to communicate with you, or do you think best way is just go to the Facebook page?
Man, the best way, if you want to become a sponsor, is to go to the website, boots4troops.org, and just inquire there. There's a link on there where you can inquire to be a sponsor.
Awesome, man. This is Jimmy Rogers again, founder of Boots for Troops. Tell me the date again on the concert.
October 5th.
This is going to be Tracy Lawrence and Tombolia. I like that. Tomball slash Magnolia. All the details on Facebook. Type in Boots for Troops. Like their page and get involved. They've also got opportunities for you to volunteer. And as always, you can join us on our Facebook page. For more information, just search Eye on Houston.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, You get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.